I was 4 years old, the first sermon I ever preached came from St. John's, the 14th chapter, where Jesus convened his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion to let them know that he was getting ready to leave them. He was getting ready to ascend back into the courtyards of heaven. But he wanted to leave them some comforting words. He told them to let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And down through the years, I've had to read that chapter, and I've had to think about that, that no matter what storms may arise in life, and no matter what crisis and situation you may face, that if you believe in him and believe in God through him, there's no need for your heart to be troubled, because he will make a way out of no way. He will be the light unto your path. He will hold your hand through the dark hours. He will dry tears from your eyes. So it doesn't matter what you face in life. It matters who faces it with you and who can bring you through. Well, somebody say, how can I go through and how can I discover the way? Well, you need to quit trying to discover a way. You need to quit trying to look for a way. He said in St. John's 14, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. No one cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the way.
Come on, y'all, put your hands together. Let's have some church in here tonight. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I see you out there. Listen, listen.
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, but for you to see, you gotta know that where I am, there you can live. But remember, I'm coming back for you. When I come back, eternal life I'll give. Because I am,
I am the way,
truth and the light. To
see my Father,
you have to live.
Many men, where he go, you know, he wouldn't have had told you if it were not so. And everywhere he go, you know the way. But in the meantime, wait, watch and pray. Anytime you need him, he's just a prayer away. 24/7, 365.